Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Were you perturbed by Bubba Ventrone yesterday saying that he has the support of Kevin Stefanski in the organization?
I wasn't perturbed. I wasn't shocked. I think that's the problem with it. I think apathy set in with it. Because I know that they're not going to make any moves. Because if they were going to do it, they would have did it at the bye week.
Apathy set in a long time ago.
like I feel like I just accepted it because the Bubba Ventrone thing. Like, I would have moved on from Bubba Ventrone because I think there needs to be some kind of accountability at this point. If you do it, it feels like, all right, here's your pound of flesh. Like, that's kind of what this feels like at this point. It very much feels like, all right. You know, fan base, here's torches and pitchforks. Here's your pound of flesh. You could yell and scream and, you know, get mad at this. And it's kind of one of those where it's like, what's the point? The ship's going down anyway. Like, you're just, all you're doing right there is looking at the Bubba Ventrone deck chair and going, I could either move this over here so that more people could sit, or maybe I could pick this thing up and just throw it over the bridge, but the chip's going to go down anyhow.
I didn't expect him to come out and be like, yeah, Kevin Stefanski's ripping me a new one every single day. And, you know, my seat is so hot, I can't even sit down in it right now.
But even that, I think, would sound more like garbage than if he would have came out and said, oh, yeah, I got the full support. It would have sounded more like garbage. He's like, oh, boy, I got chewed. You know, my old man came home after that, and oh, boy. It was something that would have been out of a Leave It to Beaver episode, you know?
It was like, we've been agonizing over this stuff, and we just had to watch one of the worst special teams performances last Sunday. And you have the, like, audacity to come on the podium and be like, oh, yeah, Coach Kevin, he and I are tight. The organization and I, we're good to go. Like, if you're 3-9, if you're 6-25 in the last 2 years, nobody in that building should be anywhere other than coaching for their job and very unsafe. Like, they should be walking on pins and needles. The audacity to come on and be like, I'm good to go. Nobody on a team like this should not be looking over their shoulder. That is ridiculous. So I was perturbed by it.
I've noticed. But the problem that I have with what you're saying, let's continue the Titanic metaphor, right? We know how the story ends, okay?
She pushed him off the door.
So if, very true. So if, let's say, the ship is sailing, and you have the iceberg right there, right? And you are Bubba Ventrone, and you are Tommy Rees, and Kevin Stefanski, and all of those guys, right? And you're looking at it going, this thing's going down anyway. What am I to do? Like, am I really going to walk around and, like, I'm busting my hump the same level that I was because I want to get another job after this, and I don't want it coming out that I was, you know, going Mike McCarthy and getting massages during team meetings when he was with the Packers. Like, you don't want that. So you would rather have something, you know, that you're busting your hump. But what good comes it of me going out to the media and going, oh, man, I gotta get this together. This thing is, oh, I'm getting chewed left and right. I'm getting pressure from every single direction. Like, what... What does that solve?
It would just be nice to hear from one of these coaches like, yeah, we understand the situation that we're in. We are 3-9. We're not doing good enough, and we need to do better, or else we kind of know how the NFL works.
But you get that every Sunday and every Monday and every Wednesday and every Friday, and from your head coach, with everybody following up by going, I'm so sick and tired of him saying, we're going to get it fixed. What are we going to do? I don't want to hear him get it fixed. I want him to actually get it fixed. Like, it just falls under that same exact thing. It's all white noise at this point because we all know what's happening, which is, again, on that wonderful day in April, when the Cleveland Browns traded down from the second overall pick to get the Jacksonville Jaguars' first-round pick and took Mason Graham later on, the writing was on the wall. You knew right then and there. Like, you knew right then, they were like, all right, this is going to be a couple years. Mm. Like, that's the problem that I have, is I haven't lost that thought. I knew from Jump Street that this was going to be nasty and that this was going to be ugly and that they weren't going to have a boatload of talent and they were paying off the credit card of Deshaun Watson. This was watching the Cleveland Cavaliers after LeBron James left the first time, and you're sitting there watching Antoine Jameson in year 16 running three-point line to three-point line making $30 million a year, and you're sitting there going, oh my God, that's what this was. And so maybe that's what's clouded my entire judgment of this thing, of why I'm not as mad as a lot of the fans are, why not as mad as you are, is because I saw the writing on the wall that this was going to head south. And I knew the defense was going to be really good. And I went, the only way the offense is going to be able to handle this is if they turn around and hand the ball off 25 to 30 times a game and slow this thing down to a halt and try to win every single game 13 to 10. Now, I had no idea that they would turn around and trade Kenny Pickett for a bag of donuts, and then I had even less of an idea that they would turn around and trade Joe Flacco for a half-eaten hamburger.
So you know what's really funny is I had the same thought that you did after the draft.
Right.
Like, they are just building to go 10-7 in 2028 so that there's enough excitement to make people buy season tickets for the Dome in 2029. That has been my thought basically since they decided that they were going to Brook Park. And so I've resigned myself to the fact that these next couple of years are going to be trash. Like, yeah. Absolute, it's a chore to watch. But I
don't think it's going to be a couple of years, but that's another argument for another day.
But I don't know if I thought it was going to be this bad. Like, it's not a good coached team. That's what I was at least hoping. That's what you want out of a rebuild.
Is
you
that,
want
yeah.
to see progress in your young players. And we've seen, other than the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Defense, we've seen Quinshon Judkins progress and everybody else regress. Jerry Jeudy is going AWOL like weekly at this point. Everybody else is regressing. The special teams is terrible. The offense is, you know, we were just in the break talking about the 4th-and-1. We're going to be screaming about, it seems like, until the end of the year, whether or not he should have punted. I just thought it would be, this is going to sound bad, I thought it would be better. I thought it would be a better bad team.
Well, you were hoping it was going to be a watchable 5-win team. You were hoping that they would cover the spread every single week and that they would be competitive, and you would go into these fourth quarters and you would have the ball with 5 minutes left, down, touchdown to 3 points, somewhere in between there, and you would just have a shot.
It's like what Nick Wilson said at the beginning of the year. He said
it beautifully.
It's going to be the most competitive, best 5-win team you have ever seen.
Yeah.
And they're not.
And I will give you that with certainty. But a part of me, again, this is the chicken or the egg situation that we are in the midst of right now. Is it because the coaching is in the toilet, or is it because the front office handed the coaching staff horrible ingredients? Like, this is the whole thing that we are in the middle of when it comes to Kevin Stefanski, and why you can see that argument right there, why you can see a report from ESPN come around saying, hey, other teams are interested. It's fascinating. Jim is in Strongsville. Welcome to the show, Jim. Hope you're doing well.
Dan, let me ask you this. What could the Browns have done in April that would have had changed your mind? I mean, there wasn't another quarterback there at one.
No.
You weren't getting
And there was
one.
No quarterback that was worth it, Jim. You're 100% right.
Yeah. I mean, so I, you know, that didn't tell me, but here's my thing. You know what the great thing about being, I don't believe these reports, and not that I don't believe that somebody told them this. The great thing about anonymous GMs and talking heads is they never have to actually attach their names or actually have to put their job on the line to actually pick a player or make it or hire a coach. So it's really easy to sit around and say, oh, Kevin Stefanski. In the NFL, we know that the owners actually pick the coach. GMs bring them names, but the owner makes the hire, right?
They sit down now, at the dinner. They judge how quickly you order the steak, what you're ordering. Yeah.
It rarely happens that a guy gets fired and ends right back on. And Kevin Stefanski, no offense to him, has not had Andy Reid's track record.
No.
So it's very rare. And unless you're a dumb team like the Browns with Eric Mangini, it very rarely happens that you get fired and you hop right back in. And why is that? Because GMs, while they might go privately and say all these things and say all these nice things about Kevin, are they willing to put their job on the line? Because guess what? No owner's out there clamoring to hire a guy with Kevin Stefanski's record. So a GM is going to really have to convince an owner. So look around the landscape of the league. Tell me the GM that's ready to put his whole career on the line to convince an owner, because he's going to have to be convinced, that Kevin Stefanski is our guy. And so, like, while it's really nice to say because he's really well-respected and all these people around the league like him a lot and they think he's done a job, it's just they're talking heads and they're anonymous league sources.
Here's the pushback on that, Jim. So, like, let's say, and I appreciate the call and enjoy the holidays. I think you could sell it because of the reputation of the Cleveland Browns for the last 25 years. And I know that comes off as like a serious slap in the face, but I think you could sell it in that regard of going, this guy, when he had talent, got his team to the playoffs. Now, whatever happened to Baker Mayfield's shoulder, I have no idea. That tell-all book is going to be must read of who decided he needed to be on the field with a separated shoulder. I don't know. Was it Stefanski? Who knows? Okay. He then got a quarterback in Deshaun Watson. We have no idea who was the one who pulled the trigger. We believe it was Jimmy Haslam, but that's only a belief. Okay? We don't know. Again, till the tell-all book is written. Then he had Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who was a mess. Then it went to PJ Walker, who was a real mess. Then it went to Joe Flacco playing Carpe Diem football. Oh, I forgot Jacoby Brissett. Sorry about that. I missed Jacoby Brissett in there, who kept the train on the tracks. Right? I think it makes sense.
You forgot a lot of guys in there, but yeah.
I'm hitting the big ones. Jacoby Brissett was the other one that he had in there, and it looked okay with Jacoby Brissett. Mm. They were winning games, defense looked good, all that kind of stuff. It looked fine. It was passable. It just seems like you could sell this pretty easily as another coach or a GM walking up saying, I trust this guy. He knows what he's doing. He kept the train on the tracks in Cleveland when he had the talent to keep the train on the tracks. Like last year, when that O-line fell apart and Deshaun Watson got hurt, and they turned to Jameis Winston, and everything just kind of went kaput, to put it nicely. You could justify this as another team. You could justify this if you're the Giants. You could justify it as if you're the Raiders. Mm. I mean, you could easily see how another team could look at this and go, he's a two-time coach of the year. He got this team to the playoffs with all these quarterbacks who were really just okay. It's going to be fascinating. I personally believe these reports. Just I think the guy's reputation is decent enough. And frankly, I still think you should keep him in Cleveland. I just want to see what he looks like with better ingredients.
Well, the buy-in for the Giants or Titans is look what he did in 2020 with Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. We have a young, exciting quarterback that hasn't exactly worked out with our last guy. So let's bring him in. You know,
he'll slap the training wheels on him and we'll see where this thing goes from there.
Both of those teams have some really exciting offensive weapon. I mean, the Giants, like when they get Malik Nabers back, that can actually be a good offense. And if Cam Scatabo's injury doesn't totally derail his career.
That dude's so much fun.
Like, that's a good offense right there. The Titans are a little bit further away, but I could see the argument for other teams. And believe me, when I talk to, you know, friends and other colleagues in different markets, they all see the same thing about Kevin Stefanski. He's a really good coach that's been handed terrible ingredients, like you just said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.